Amen. Please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, welcome to the month of September. It's your month of fruitfulness. This month, you will be fruitful in the fruit of your hand, in the fruit of your womb, in your health, in your career, in your family life, in your finances. All round fruitfulness shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. John chapter 15. We're still going to share the word, even though we have a lot of things today, we're still going to just share the word of God briefly. And I'm going to be talking about fruitfulness. John chapter 15, from verse 1 to verse 6. I want us to read together John chapter 15, from verse 1 to verse 6. Are we ready? We're actually going to read together, and I want us to read responsively. Amen. Are we ready? Okay, I can still see some of us are opening our scripture, but you can also look up. It's on the screen. Are we ready? 1, 2, go. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Verse 6, which will be the last one. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. During our video, last month's video, we talked about this particular topic. And in the context of the decree that we have received from the Lord from the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God cannot be much more clearer. Amen. When you and I were created, we were created in his image and likeness. Amen. And after God created us, the Bible says God blessed you. He blessed me. Amen. And he said unto them, the Lord has already said unto you and I, be what? Be fruitful. And do what? And multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Be fruitful. That's the first blessing. Amen. And even after the flood, you remember, as a result of sin, God decided to destroy the world, and it was only Noah and his family. And so for emphasis sake, God repeated that blessing again, so that it would not be said, these are blessings pre-flood. God repeated it again in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. Genesis 9, verse 1. God blessed Noah and his son, and he said unto them again, he repeated it. I'm repeating it to someone. You will be fruitful. Amen. The Lord repeated it again. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Beloved, the promise of fruitfulness is for each and every one of us as children of God. Amen. If you go back to our text, the Bible says there that Jesus is not just the vine. He is the true vine. What does that mean? That means there are other vines there that are what? Fake. Praise God. There are what? That are fake. Jesus is the true vine. And he now says, my Father is who? Is the husbandman. Jesus is the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. And then I said, for you and I to bear fruit, we must be part of the vine as a branch. Amen. Verse 2 of that John 15. Every branch, that means you are a branch. In who? Every branch that beareth not fruit, what will happen? Hello? It will take it away. What that means is that for you and I to bear fruit, we must be in him. If you are not a Christian, if you have not given your life to Christ, talking about being fruitful, you may not be able to understand and produce the fruit that heaven expects from you. And that's why I want to start there. If you have not given your life to Christ, today, right now, I want you to make that commitment. Because out there, this world is full of the habitation of the wicked. The world will not give you what you deserve. The world will not give you your entitlement, but it is what you demand. And I want to encourage us today, church. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. That means if you are not producing fruit. The scripture says, what will happen? They will be removed. I pray you will not be removed. I said you will not be removed. We still remember the story of that fig tree in Mark 11. 11:11. Jesus saw the tree and he was expecting fruit from it. And we were told that it is not the time of this fig. Amen. It is not the time. But that's according to the calendar of man. And like I said on the video night, everyone is expecting every one of us to bear fruit all year round. Whether it is summer or winter or spring or autumn, it does not matter. It is not the time of that fig, but heaven is expecting us to be fruitful. And Jesus said, no one will eat fruit from thee anymore. If you go down to verse 14, the disciples had it and they saw the result. And so every branch in me that does not bear fruit will be taken away. I pray once again, you will not be removed. I said, you will not be removed. But then look at verse 5 of our text. It says, when you abide in me. When you do what? When you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you abide in me, I'm going to abide in you. That's when you are going to bring forth fruit. Is that what the scripture says? You will not only bear fruit, you will bear more fruit, and you will bear much fruit. Dimensions of fruitfulness. That's not the discussion for today. But I want you to know that progressively, God wants you to bear fruit. You will bear fruit. You will bear more fruit. You will bear much fruit. You will bear exceeding fruit. Are we together, church? I can't hear your amen. I said you will bear fruit. Amen. More fruit. Amen. Much fruit. Amen. Exceeding fruit. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And so tell your neighbor again, you must be fruitful. You cannot afford not to be fruitful. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to lay the foundation today because we will not be able to finish. And so we'll continue this series next Sunday. But I want to give every one of us the important ingredient, talking about fruitfulness. Important ingredient. And I'm going to mention at least four or five things. Number one, the seed. Praise God. The what? The seed. There can be no fruit without a seed. Amen. There can be what? No fruit without a seed. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 9. Deuteronomy 22, verse 9. Thou shall not sow thy vineyard with what? With diverse seed. Don't plant in your vineyard diverse seed. What does that mean? Different kind of seed that you know will not produce fruit. If you also go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 2 Corinthians 9 from verse 6, 2 Corinthians 9 from verse 6. It's important, brethren, to understand that for you to actually be fruitful, your seed is important. He said, but this I say unto you, he which soweth how sparingly shall also what? Reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. What is critical here, brethren, is the seed. How many of us, by show of hands, wants to be fruitful? All of us, correct? But tell your neighbor, what seed are you putting in the ground? Oh, I can't hear you. What seed are you putting in the ground? Praise God. In the book of Psalm 126, Psalm 126, verse 6, if you can read it in, I believe it's God's Word. There are different versions. Now, if you have it, but KJV, Psalm 126, verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing what kind of seed? Do we have God's Word version? Brethren, seed is the most important when it comes to fruitfulness. He who go forth and will bearing what? Precious. How precious are your seed? You want to be fruitful, you must have a seed. Without, let's also look at this principle here. There is something about God. When you sow, you are going to reap, correct? But do you know that every seed we always produce, whether that seed is what? It's a good seed or a bad seed. When you sow a good seed, you will reap bountiful harvest. When you sow a bad seed, you're also going to reap. He who sow a wind, the scripture says, will not only reap a wind, but will reap one wind. And so the law of sowing and reaping is clear. And that's why, church, I want to encourage you. Which seed are you putting in the ground? Number two. Number one, we said seed. Correct? Factors now for fruitfulness. Number two, it's the soil. It's the soil. I know some of us did a Greek, you know, in high school. And we never really, you know, did any planting or any tilling. We just did a theory of Greek. Praise God. But when you talk to farmers, farming is not for the lazy. Amen. Your soil is important as your seed. The book of Matthew chapter 13 from verse 3, the parable of the sower. Matthew 13 from verse 3. The scripture describes certain types of, you know, ground here. A sower went forth to sow. Okay, verse 4, let's continue. He sowed some seed. Some fell by what? The wayside. Amen. The wayside, that's not a good soil. The fowl came, devoured them. Some fell by stony places. These are still types of soil. The wayside, stony places. They didn't have much heart. When they sprung up, they had no depth of heart. And what happened? Amen. When the sun was up, they were scorched. Because there was no root, they withered away. Verse 7. And some fell among thorns. Among thorns. You have to be very careful where you are sowing your seed. Praise God. We said where you are sowing your seed. Wayside, stony places, among the thorns. But now look at verse 8. He now said, but all that fell on good ground. And what happened to the one that fell on good ground? It brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30-fold. Let me ask you again. How is your soil? Which soil are you sowing your seed? Praise God. Which soil are you sowing your seed? Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 5. Ezekiel 17, verse 5. The scripture talks about a particular type of soil here. Ezekiel 17, 5. It took also of the seed of the land and planted it. Where? In a fruitful field. He blessed it by great water and set it as a willow tree. When your soil is a fruitful field, harvest is bound to be in 100-fold. Number one, I said what? Your seed. Which seed do you have in your hand? There are some of us that are, the seed that we have is the seed of discord, the seed of hatred, anger, animosity. You need to be careful because the law of sowing and reaping is the same. Number two, your soil. It must be a good ground. Now number three, the sower. And who is the sower? You and I. And so, when we talk about the seed and we talk about the soil, it's also important that you and I, who are the sower, we must sow how? Cheerfully. Praise God. During our offering, we were told that God loves a cheerful giver. In that 2 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 6 to verse 7. 2 Corinthians 9, from verse 6 to 7. He who sows sparingly shall do what? It's not my word. Shall also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully shall also do what? Reap bountifully. Now look at verse 7. Every man, as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of a necessity giver. For God loves a cheerful giver. When you are giving, you are sowing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You need to sow your ground with determination. You need to sow your seed with determination. In that Psalm 126 that we read earlier, Psalm 126 from verse 5, it says, you know, from verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth bearing precious seed will doubtless come back rejoicing, bearing a sheaf with him. Your seed and the soil is as important as you, the sower. What's in your heart? In this month of fruitfulness, I want us to understand what it means before you sow your seed. There are a lot of us who have been expecting harvest. But do you know that harvest will not come if a man did not put their seed in the ground? Hello? It does not matter the amount of prayer and fasting. If you have your seed and you did not sow, prayer and fasting will not turn your field into an harvest. Amen. 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 And so please tell your neighbor, you must sow your field. I said, you must sow your field. Let me give us two more, and then we'll continue next Sunday. There is also what I will refer to as the watering. After you have, you know, you have your seed, the soil, you are the sower, there must be the period of the watering, the tendering. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 37. Psalm 107, verse 37. When you plant your seed, and sow your fields and plant your vineyard, which may yield fruit of what? Of increase. Now, let's look at the process of planting. When you plant, do you reap that same day?
No.
What will happen after you have planted? You begin to take care of it. You tender it. You water it. That's why the scripture says, Paul may plant. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 6. First Corinthians 3 from verse 6. Paul planted. Amen. Apollo water. But what happened? It's God that will give the increase. Look at verse 7. Verse 7. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that water. But do you know that after you are plants, the watering is equally important? There are a lot of us that you need people around your life that will water your fruit. If you isolate yourself, if you keep away from them, that watering may not be there. Praise the Lord. We're talking about fruitfulness, and I'm just giving us this important criteria in order to enjoy harvest. We're still going to talk about them in detail, because God did not only want you to be fruitful. There is being fruitful. There is more fruit. There is much fruit. There is exceeding fruit. Which one do you want? But what depends on all these factors? If your seed is not a good one, if your soil, or even you as the sower, or if you are not tendering, you are not taking. A lot of us will put our seed in the ground and say, see you until harvest. No, it does not work that way. Are we together, church? It's important for us to hear this gospel truth. Why? Because this month, I don't want any of us to be left behind. You cannot. You hear the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit. That means it's your responsibility. You must bear fruit. Why? God has commanded you in Genesis 1:28 to be fruitful. You are ordained to be fruitful, designed to be fruitful, proclaimed to be fruitful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 14. Verse 23. Proverbs 14, 23. In all labor, there is what? But the talk of the lips only tends to penury. You can't see a farmer that will sow and will now begin to just talk, oh, my harvest is going to be wonderful, and will not do anything. They will put in what? Effort. Serious labor. The watering. And then the fifth one is the God of increase. In that second, 1 Corinthians 3 from 6 to 8. Paul may plant, Apollo may water, but there is a God who is the one that will bring increase. And that's the reason why it does not matter the amount of your effort. God is the one that will bless a man and will lift him from zero to hero. God is the one who lifted the head of Joseph from prison to the palace. And yes, every one of us wants such blessing. We want such promotion. But do you know that Joseph labored? Ooh, yes. He put in effort. He was not lazy. While he was in the prison, I have good news for someone. That in this month of fruitfulness, the Lord will bless every of your labor. Every of your efforts. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of unfruitfulness in your life. Every spirit of unfruitfulness that wants to waste your effort, that wants to waste your labor, I break their hold over your life. In the name of Jesus. Shall we rise up? Let me stop here. That is the God of increase. And I want you to call on this God. You're going to call on this God. He said, Paul may plant. You may plant. Others can water your plant. You can even water it yourself. But God is the one who will do what? Who will give the increase? Leviticus. Let's read that. Chapter 26, verse 4. Leviticus 26, verse 4. You're going to pray to the God of increase. Amen. Verse 4. You're going to pray to the God of increase. Are we together, church? And I want you to use this scripture. When you plant your seed, make sure the soil is a good place. Amen. You, as the sower, you must do it cheerfully. Take care of it. And then the scripture now says, then I will give you rain. When? In due season. Your land will now yield an increase. All the trees of the field will yield their fruit. To who? To you. There is the God of increase. I want you to pray for yourself. In this month of fruitfulness, God, give me rain in my due season. Remember that fig tree, we said the season was not yet. But God knows the season of life for each and every one. When you need rain, your own rain may not be in the summer, it will be in the winter. And so I want you to begin to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me rain for my increase, for my harvest. I must be fruitful. I will be fruitful in the fruit of my womb, in my career, in my family life, in my finances. Brethren, I want you to pray. Talk to the Lord. He is the Lord of harvest. Your effort, your labor this month will not be in vain again. Every unfruitful labor in your life, I terminate them. Every unfruitful labor in your life, I put an end to them. Every unfruitful labor in your life, I break and I terminate them. Every tears that has been sowed into your ground that is competing with your wheat, oh, I decree that they will wither in the name of Jesus. God of increase. Maulegetu shatam reketemu sonduria brakatunde le breto le shando robobo masende libo shete de rigabosh kalibra masontolie. In Jesus' name we are praying. For someone, the Lord says, I will cause you to enjoy abundance. And I will take you from the realm of abundance into the realm of increase. Amen. You're going to pray Psalm 92 from verse 12. Psalm 92 from verse 12. Listen, brethren. According to the time of life, as you grow old, the body may become what? Physically limited. But the Lord has already assured us that you, as the righteous, your own is different. The scripture says the righteous will do what? Will flourish like the palm tree. You will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Verse 13 says, they that be planted where? In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You will flourish. Amen. I said, you will flourish. Amen. And now look at verse 14. It says, for you and for me, you will still bring forth fruit in old age. You shall be fat and flourish according to the dictate of man. As you grow old, things may begin to slow down. No, that's not the plan of heaven. You're going to pray for yourself. The Father, according to your word, cause me to be fruitful. As I grow in age, you will cause me to bear more fruit. Oh, I will flourish in the name of Jesus. You as the righteous, you will flourish like the palm tree. You will grow like a cedar in Lebanon because you are planted in the house of the Lord. You will flourish in the courts of our God. Your destiny in life, you will not be limited. You will not be limited. Oh, for someone, the Lord will cause you to be fruitful in the land of your affliction. In every area that you have experienced unfruitfulness, you will be fruitful. Oh, for someone, the Lord will turn your fruitful field into a forest. He will turn your fruitful field into a forest. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
If you are watching, or if you are in the auditorium, and you have not given your life to Christ, as I pray, I want you to lift up your hands and give your life to Christ. Because I don't want you to miss this season of fruitfulness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said for someone, Mount the Brakus Kinda Rubo Shatalie, make it to the Zikatumbra Latus Kenderia. I will make room for you.
Amen.
I will make room for you.
Amen.
At the table.
Amen.
That is a table that you have been excluded. Mount the Ribramo Sontolia. The Lord says, I will make room for you.
Amen.
And you will be celebrated.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Lord, I give you praise and glory for this new, great, and enlarged month. It's the month of our fruitfulness. I ask, Lord, according to your word, that every of your children hearing me, listening, Lord, in this month of fruitfulness, make us to be fruitful.
Amen.
I said, you will be fruitful.
Amen.
You will be fruitful.
Amen.
In the fruit of your womb, be fruitful.
Amen.
In the fruit of your body, be fruitful.
Amen.
In the fruit of your ground, be fruitful.
Amen.
In your career, be fruitful.
Amen.
In your family life, be fruitful.
Amen.
I decree an embargo, an end to every form of unfruitfulness, unfruitful labor in your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
According to the word of the Lord, the Bible says you be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And because you are the righteous of the Lord, the righteous will flourish like the palm tree, will grow like a cedar in Lebanon from this day henceforth. Oh, the God of increase, the God of abundance, we cause you to prosper, we cause you to excel, we cause you to increase and to enlarge to the right and to the left in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen.